Good evening, everybody. Those that I haven't greeted yet. I think this is a very emotional moment for me. And my daughter just said, "Are they going to let us cry all night?" I think everybody that is here should be here. I have a personal journey with everybody. Everybody that I have invited, they walked the path, whether it was short, whether it was long. Sometimes we forget to tell each other how much it means. Mm. At times I couldn't carry myself and they were the people that came to me. They have not become, they're not colleagues anymore. They've become me and my family's family. That is how much they mean to us. You know, I think this honor is my children's honor. It's not easy to be a child of an activist. And it's an honor for me to have my primary school teachers here. They were my foundation layers. They taught me to own me. And it's not an easy space as a woman to own yourself. I made a speech last week. I said, when they don't want to allow you next to the table, you force your way next to the table. And then those that does not know why you are disruptive, they gave you all these tags. I'm used to the tags. I keep on saying I love you no matter the tag you give me. But when I need to fight for my people, I'm taking that stand no matter if I'm alone. And therefore, everybody that is here is so important to me. Everybody plays this role. And then there is my right to know family, which I love very dearly. You know, when I started out really making a noise, we as people living on the Cape Flats, media is not our best of friends. You can see, when the camera comes, everybody wants to wave in the camera. I wanted to do more with the camera, and Right to Know gave me that teaching of how to use the camera to be a voice. To use the media as a medium to echo the pain of our people. And those people that were not used to it, I went into the communities and at times they wanted to hit me hard because I threw them into the deep end. And when they come back and they saw themselves on the TV, they said, "You are coward, but we've made it." And that is development. It does not come out of a book in a library. That is my ELLP on the streets of Menenberg. I've done it, I've made it, and I don't care if it is Mr. Ramaphosa. I can address him and I can speak to him because he cannot be a president without me. I count, you count, all of us count. Therefore, I am not willing to sit back and allow my nation to be murdered and killed every day, going down silently. As human beings, it's our obligation to protect humanity. Not the car. The Chrysler will mean nothing if there's nobody to drive it. You can have as many homes if you want to have. If there's nobody to love in it, what's the use of having it? Me and my children have learned to love with less. To not have a car, and there's a hit on you, and you still have to go to the shop. Will you be able to take it? 2013, my daughter took a bullet for me. You know what? She was afraid to go to the bus stop, to go to Batavia school. And I took her at her shoulder the morning and I said, "Stand by the bus stop, claim your power back, get onto the bus and you walk home this afternoon, because the longer you are afraid, the perpetrator will think he have won.
Yes.
Today, she's still standing with her mother. The heart of the mother said, yeah, this child is going to hate me forever. Today she say, go for it, mommy, go for it. Show them. And so that is why I say the victory belongs at most to my children. When everybody left us, you know, I had to hear from comrades, we can't stand with the, on a photo with you because it will danger our lives. It pained. It's my sisters. And I have to take it, but I had to understand they have families. They have not treated where I have treated, so I respected them. But like I said in the video, I'm not going to die a coward. If I need to die, it will be my youngest granddaughter, Imra. When she was born, one of my sisters in Right to Know gave her a vest. A is for activists. When I look at them when we go on marches, she carries a board very proudly. And that is how we plant our seeds. So even if I have to go, I have 9 in my family that I know will carry the flame. I want to say to you, as activists, we had most written off by many people. We are not liked. Ek is 'n rasmol, om het so te stel. Ek is critical at times, and at times, oh, I can be so ruthless. And then afterwards, I come back, I say, I'm sorry, man, but you must know in the moment, there is no stopping me. That is me. And I love those that I can work with, that understand, and we can come back to each other and say, no, I understand. Let's move forward, because that is workmanship, that is leadership. We are not perfect, we are flawed. So I think the task or the challenge I'm giving everybody tonight, on the June 16th, I'm tired of walking to Parliament with the petition, of organizing a march. June 16, we'll be going to the Constitutional Court. In a country of democracy, almost 30 years, why do I have to plead to be heard by the Chief Justice? He have an obligation and a fiduciary obligation to look and respect human life in this country. Our children are afraid to go to a toilet. Our children are afraid to walk on the pavement. Nobody can go to work. And everybody wants to go on as if it is normal. This is me. Even if we have to shut the country down. Chief Justice is going to listen to us. Chief Justice should do his job or her job that they were appointed to do. And that is, the people shall govern. We have arrived. The time has come. And the people are saying, we are not mentally disturbed. We are not crippled. We are more than able, because in the absence of any government, we are protecting ourselves, we are serving our people on a daily basis. My children lost a year out of school. I was punished like I did the murder by the state. Nobody came to help. We had to wait for food being dished to the prisoners, and the leftovers was brought to us. If it were not for Global Initiative, I wouldn't know where me and my children would have been today. I've never traveled in Cape Town so much like I've traveled now moving around, but there's purpose in every journey God puts you on. You know, I go and live in the affluent areas. I see my people struggling. Before winter, the lights is sorted, the drains is clean. I cannot say the same for Menenberg. I cannot say the same for my people on the Cape Flats. I don't have to call the police in the affluent areas And in Menenberg, it comes after the fact. 10 bodies later. Can they tell us something that we don't know? This is me. We know the problems and we also have the solutions. Just empower us to do it. That is all we ask you to do. And so, my fellow people, this is what I want to leave with you tonight. When you see me fighting, I'm not fighting with you as a person. I love you. But I fight with you to make you uncomfortable and join me on the street to demand our human right. One love, Aluta Continua.